Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness. And hopefully you're also in your right mind. I'm starting to really wonder how many people that applies to, as in how many of us are actually sane and how many of us aren't sane. Anyway, we're not even going to go into that because that's a very, very long story. We'll go into part of it. But anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, what do you want out of life? What's your goal? What's your dreams? What's your aspirations? What matters to you? What's important to you? What do you see and what value do you see in it? Do you see any value in yourself? You know, if you look on Facebook and some of these other social media sites where everybody's wasting hours upon hours talking about useless, worthless, and meaningless things, you start to really wonder, you know, what is it all about? Why are we all running around doing this little rat race? Most of us getting absolutely nowhere. And we do it every day. It's literally like a rat running in a maze. We go up, we go down, we go over, we go under. We don't seem to learn anything. We also don't seem to get any real value from anything that we do. Most of us don't find joy in the things that we do day to day. Most of us don't like our jobs. Most of us don't even know how we got where we are today. Some of us, it's been by hook and by crook. Some of us, it's been through a lot of overworked, misguided effort. I like that, overworked, misguided effort. As in, we've worked really hard to fail, basically. We've done everything in our power to put everything in our way that we could possibly find to put in our way. So the title of the show is pretty interesting. What do you want out of your life? What do you expect to get out of your life? You know, what does it mean to you? What's important to you? You know, it's a funny thing that many people, there's nothing really important to them. You know, they'll put more emphasis in the next sports game or the next drink of alcohol, or laying in their bed, than they do in anything else. Very few people say what they mean, and even less mean what they say. Most people, instead of listening to you, they're working very hard to put words in your mouth, to try to make what's being said something that was never said. And it's really a crazy thing. You know, this really has nothing to do with the show, but just recently I was talking to someone, and the interesting thing is the person that I was talking to was telling me how I don't say anything I don't mean, and I mean everything that I say. Now, mind you, this was said some time ago, but that same person recently talking to me was trying to tell me what I meant by what I said. Isn't that a severe contradiction of what it is if the person has always said that whatever you say, you have a reason, and whatever you say, you mean what you say, and if whatever I say, I mean what I say, then that means that whatever I'm saying is what I mean, and if I'm telling you what I mean, and I'm not one of those people that bites their tongue, at least not on average, then that would mean that that person is taking what is being said and they're creating something that it isn't, because they've got it going through their mind. Well, I'm not a psychiatrist. I probably need one, but I'm not a psychiatrist, so I can't even begin to try to analyze that one. But a little psychobabble, I would think that that means that the individual has some issues, and they need to work those issues out. Because Unfortunately, sometimes I mean what I say, and most times I say what I mean. Anyway, it's just interesting. You know, we have become a world of yes men and yes women. We put more importance on things that don't matter or matter least than the things that matter most. We mistake likes for needs, and we don't really understand the real worth of a thing. Life is about living, ladies and gentlemen. It's about experiencing every day to the best of your ability. It's about living your dreams. It's about constantly learning. It's about constantly growing. It's about always trying to see the big picture. But every time you see the picture, see it with new eyes, not the same eyes. It's about realizing that you're human, so you have shortfalls. And in those shortfalls, you get the opportunity to learn, you get the opportunity to grow, you get the opportunity to adjust. I truly think that that's what life is about. Yeah, it's a wheel, and it's a treadmill. However, it's a treadmill that you choose to get on. It's a treadmill that you choose to run. Recently, they had another shooting in the Midwest. Young boy, teenager, decided to go on a gun rampage. And unfortunately, he took the lives of some of his fellow classmates. You know, it's kind of wild when you think of it. Here's a child, relatively, that has decided that he's going to basically not only destroy his life, but destroy others. And then it's amazing when you think of all the evil people in the world that you know in your heart. Don't get me wrong, you don't wish them any bad, but you know in your heart that if those people were to leave, the world would be a better place. Yet it always seems like those people never run into that kind of drama. Or should I say it's rare. It's usually some innocent that catches some stray bullet instead of some piece of crap that it would probably serve the world best. I'm not God, so I can't choose as to what's good or what's bad, but I can give my opinion. So in my opinion, the world would probably be a better place without that person. However, how come it never seems to be them that catches that stray bullet or that, you know, that drunk driver doesn't run them over or, you know, that psychopath that decides to go into a local church with just parishioners in it and shoot up the place? How come he doesn't go to that office building or that, you know, that place where that real evil person is, that person that, you know, drives people to do some of the heinous things that they do? It's just amazing, you know, when you look at fate and you look at the way things work out. You know, actually yesterday I was talking with a couple of people that work in my office, and the one lady was like, you know, you're always talking up this, you're always talking up that, why don't you talk up some money? And I looked at the woman and I said, you know what, the funny thing is, everything that I share with you could earn you money. However, you're not going to do anything with it. You're not going to step forward and take that information and use it to your advantage. What you're going to do is you're going to bitch and moan and complain and never take any steps forward. So then I was telling a person about something that an older woman said to me once. There was this older lady who I actually have a lot of respect for. And one day she was telling me, she said, you know, Bennett, the average person isn't going to take advantage of anything. She said, that's why I can't stand lazy, shiftless people. So I asked her to explain. She said, a person that doesn't want anything, a person that doesn't want to do better, a person that loves their misery so much that they would do anything and everything to hold it. She said, you could give that person, you could tell that person that behind the door is the key to their salvation. They'll never go to that door. They'll give you an excuse. Well, you know, there's a combination on that door. She said, you could tell them the combination, and they still won't go and put the combination in. She said, you can not only tell them the combination, she said, you could walk over to the door punch in the code for them, and they'll ask you, well, how come you can't open the door for me? Because they'll figure it's some type of trick. They'll figure it's some type of ploy to get them away from something else instead of taking it for its face value. They said even if you went over there and you turned the door for them, they would tell you, well, since you turned the door, why don't you push it? Again, no faith, no belief. Not only not in you, but not in themselves. She said, and then if you pushed the door open for them and you held the door and all they had to do was walk through it, that person, but you told them that what they wanted was around the corner, they would tell you that they don't believe that there's anything around the corner, so they're not going. The moral of the story is that people that want to do bad will. Why? Because every fiber of their being refuses to allow them to do good. It refuses to allow them to take advantage of the great opportunities that are in front of us. But yet those same people will complain because somebody that wasn't born in this country, somebody that didn't even speak this language when they got here, and I'm talking about the language of English, in 4, 5, 10, 20 years, and turn their lives around, live in a big house, live in a big car, own a business, basically earn their own money and hire them. And then that person wants to make a disparaging remark about their race or their ethnicity, about everything was given to them, about they didn't have to work for it, about, you know, they were able to get this and that. However, that same person was born here, raised here, never spoke another language, has never been to another country, probably hasn't been more than 200 miles from where they actually were born. It's just an interesting little dichotomy of events that take place. And it, to me, is extremely sad. You know, I tell people all the time, I am no rocket scientist, but I will fail more than most of them will ever try. And why is that? Because most of them have no real dreams. Most of them are just going through life, wasting time and sucking up oxygen for no reason whatsoever, other than they don't have anything better to do, which is the same way that they conduct their lives. They have nothing better to do, so they do nothing. They don't mean anybody any good, so they're not going to do anything to help anybody but themselves. They're not going to do anything to help anybody on any level. Why? Because they're sorry sacks of crap. You've heard this before. Sorry sacks of crap. It's just amazing. You know, every opportunity. It's amazing to me how I see people that are basically brilliant, yet they're drug addicts. People that are basically brilliant, but they got attitudes. They're pissed off. You know, because they still aren't happy. And no matter what you give them, they will never be happy. They will never find what they want. You know why? Because they don't know what they want. And as soon as they get the next thing, they want the next thing. And as soon as they get the next thing after that, they want the next thing from there. So these are people that will never be happy, no matter what you do for them. You know, I was reading a thing not too long ago. And one was a saying by Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said, I do not need to see the whole staircase. I just need to see the first step. He said, I take the first step on faith, and the next step will appear. Very deep. Especially for a man that prophesied his own death. Think about it. What Martin Luther King said, he said, I will get to the promised land. He said, we may not get there together, but we'll get there. It's really deep. You know, he prophesied his death. Malcolm X basically prophesied his death. He knew that something was going to happen. He just didn't know the exact date. You know, George Burns. George Burns was a very intelligent man. I mean, he was a comedian. But if you ever listen to some of George Burns' comedy, there's a very serious tint to it, very serious intent to it, and most people miss it. George Burns said, I look to the future because that's where I'm going yet you have people that constantly live in the past. You know, constantly live in the past. Amazing. Les Brown. Les Brown said, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. Yet most people will never start. Most people will never take that step forward. Again, most people are looking for why not. Most people are looking for a reason, a purpose, and a way to be miserable and to make other people miserable with them or to blame other people for their unhappiness. Ladies and gentlemen, please let me let you know now. If you are unhappy, it is because you are working your damnedest to be unhappy. If you're not getting what you want, it's because you don't really know what you want. And in a funny way, you are getting what you want, because what you want is misery. What you want is strife. What you want is aggravation. What you want is an argument. What you want is conflict. Because if you didn't want conflict, guess what? You wouldn't find it. You know, it's amazing how I listened to a young man that's 31 years old. At 31 years old, Mr. Michael Rutherford has earned probably about $500,000. This is a young man that, I don't know, 2 years ago couldn't cash a check. If you gave him a $25 check and it was good, the bank would not cash it. However, this young man, even though I've never heard anything out of his mouth in the sense of religion, has constantly had the belief in himself that he could do better. And guess what? He's done better. You know, you have Tom Dungy. He says, I just think winners win. And the guys who won all the way through high school and college, the best players at every level, they had a way to make things happen and winning games. And that's an interesting thing. It's amazing how you can get somebody like Joyner Christie, a lady who, as a child, couldn't walk, that grows up to become one of the fastest women ever in history. Why? Because she had a belief. She had a positive and dying drive and urge to do better and to create better things for her life and her environment. Oprah Winfrey. Here's a woman who supposedly was sexually molested as a child and had gone through a lot of turmoil. Now, the levels of truth to this story, I don't know, because the media throws a lot of things in there. But either way, here's a woman who, when she first got hired for a newscast, was told that she couldn't be on television. Now, she's not only on television, she's put hundreds of people on television. She's climbed mountains where everybody else would have stopped at a hill. It's just amazing what the mind can achieve if it truly wishes to. You know, a wise man doesn't need advice, and a fool won't take it. Artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity. There's a lot of people who have a lot of natural stupidity. It's just amazing. You know, another person put out a thing. It was called Drama. Drama. And it basically came out to be dumb retards asking for more attention. Drama. Dumb retards asking for more attention. But that was quite poetic. But it's true. And then I recently had a person that made a comment on that and said that it's pretty obvious. Well, my answer to that person that said it's pretty obvious is that many people look in the mirror and all of them see different things. So if you're a person that loves drama, be it that you cause it or be it that you like being around people that cause it, most of you don't see it. You see some righteous justice in the insanity that your friends or your pals or your buddies push in or push out. So, in order to believe a thing, first you have to see it as it is, not as you'd like it to be. And then from there, maybe you'll see reality. Very few people see reality. Most of us see what we want to see. We don't see what's in front of us. So many of our dreams at first seem impossible. Then they seem improbable. Then, when we sum it all up, they soon become inevitable. That particular saying was said by Christopher Reeves. Christopher Reeves, for those of you that don't know it, was an actor. He played Superman. He was paralyzed from the neck down in a horse accident. However, even to his last breath, this man kept a very positive and upbeat attitude. He gave speeches and lived for years before he passed. But he was a great man. He was a role model for many. And that came from his tragedy. From his tragedy, he found that he was even stronger than anybody believed he was. And that's an interesting thing. That somebody that's come from so much adversity could do something like that. You know, Ed Parker said the intelligent man is the one who has successfully fulfilled many accomplishments, and yet is willing to learn more. It's amazing how many people that I meet and experience that believe they know it all. They believe they're better than everybody else. They believe that because they have a master's or a double master's or a triple master's, they know so much. Yet I met a young man not too long ago that has 3 master's degrees, and 2 of them from actually very credible colleges. And he drives a cab. I'm never going to forget that. That's really an interesting analysis for me. This guy has 3 master's degrees, and he drives a cab. Why does he drive a cab? Because he would rather drive a cab and have peace of mind than to sell his soul and do other things. And he's happy. So that's really what matters. Learning is not obtained by chance. It must be sought for with an avid diligence. Very few people search to really learn anything, to develop, to grow, to become more. Most people are very happy with being whatever it is that they believe they are. And most people don't even know what they are. It's just amazing. It really is. So again, Blog Talk. Again, people listening tonight. Again, people that want to call in but just don't have the heart to do it. Just don't have the faith in themselves to say what's necessary. Who sit in the shadows and listen to other people talk and watch other people live a life on television that's not even real, who watch reruns of shows that people that aren't even here anymore, and who are afraid to step out and live their own lives, live their own dreams, take a chance. Those people who you give the keys to the city, yet they'll never stick the key in that hole in the door. And the people that do stick it in the door will never turn it, and those that turn it will never open or turn the lock to turn the door or push it. And then those that do push it will never actually walk through it. What do you want out of life? What matters to you? Why are you here? Why do you continue to be here? Why and what is your purpose? You know? It's a real interesting thing. You know, on some shows, I kind of ramble. Because I'm confused. I'm confused because I see so many opportunities, yet I see so few people that will step to them. I see so many people that want the world but aren't willing to do anything to lift their finger to actually make that world they say they want come to fruition. And I think that it's appalling. I think that these people should be ashamed of themselves. I'm ashamed of myself, and I've accomplished many things. I talked with a lady that's a bit older than me the other day, and she was telling me that she read my bio someplace. And then this lady went into this litany about all of the things that I've accomplished and all of the things that I'm doing and all of the positive things that I'm doing and all of that stuff. And you know what's funny? I learned something. I used to say, well, you know, that's nothing. Well, you know, don't worry about it, you know, hopefully one day. But now I learned to say something that's very powerful, and it works. When people compliment me, when people tell me, wow, you've done so much, you're doing this, you're doing that. The one thing that I say to them before I say anything else, before I make any other comments, is I say thank you. Because that's really all you can say. You know, like I know, that those people could do just as much and probably a lot more. You know and I know that some of these people are immensely talented, immensely gifted, and have the ability to do things that could make what you've done pale in comparison. However, you also know that most of them will not do any of those things. Most of them will not step outside of their little glass bubbles. Most of them will never take off their sunglasses. Most of them live in a world that only exists in their mind. It doesn't even exist in some cases to them, which is really the interesting part. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, life is about living. The time you waste, you can't get back. And too bad you can't will it to somebody else. Too bad you can't give it to somebody else. Life is a journey. So how about you today, right now, start embarking on your journey. Start traveling down the road less traveled. Start doing the things that you truly want to do that are going to be positive and are going to get you where you want to be. Stop waiting for someone to hand you something. Stop waiting for the answer. Stop coming in and waking up miserable, knowing that you're the only one that can change your world. Stop waiting for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right or Miss Right, whatever you want to call it, and do what you need to do to live the life that you were meant to live. Because I'm pretty sure that the life you're living is not the life that you were meant to live. I'm pretty sure that right now you could be doing something that if you knew that you could do it, you would be so mad at yourself. You would be so pissed and frustrated. Why? Because you got this ability in you that you're not even slightly living up to. You've got these powers that you're not even coming close to using. But anyway, that's your call. Ladies and gentlemen, today is now. Live the life, live the dream, do what you need to do. Or get out the way of those of us that will. Dare to dream, dare to step forward. Be bold and do it boldly. Have faith in you and know that you can fulfill any dreams you have if you only have the belief to do it. Helen Keller said that the world is full of suffering. It is also full of overcoming it. Overcome your difficulties. Stop making up problems. Stop making your life worse and harder than it needs to be. Believe in yourself. Step forward and do. And know that there's people that are there to help you. You only need to meet them part of the way and walk with them up that hill to success. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening to The Zerion Show. Everybody have a good night and a great life. It's up to you. It's going to be, you need to make it happen. Take care.